Texte numéro 92. Satellites could help track if nations keep their carbon pledges. Under the 2015 Paris Agreement to limit global warming, nations must measure and report progress toward their pledge reductions in emissions. They regularly submit greenhouse gas inventories detailing emission sources as well as removals or sinks of the gases within their borders. These are then reviewed by technical experts. The accounting process is intended to ensure transparency and build trust, but it takes time and the numbers can be far from precise. But what if changes in emissions of the main planet-warming gas, carbon dioxide, could be reported more accurately and rapidly? That could be extremely useful as the world seeks to limit warming. One new project, Climate Trace, presented at the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow, uses artificial intelligence to analyse satellite imagery and sensor data to come up with accurate emissions estimates in near real time. NASA researchers have called it a milestone toward a different goal, measuring the actual changes in carbon dioxide concentrations in the atmosphere as countries take steps to reduce emissions. The researchers said that by plugging satellite measurements of CO2 into an Earth systems model, they were able to detect small reductions in atmospheric concentration of the gas over the United States and other areas that were a result of coronavirus lockdowns in early 2020. By some estimates, the drop in economic activity from lockdowns led to emissions reductions of 10% or more, although emissions have rebounded since then. The satellite orbiting Carbon Observatory 2 measures human-caused CO2 emissions in the column of air between its position and the Earth's surface and can detect additional or reduced levels of the gas before it becomes mixed in the atmosphere. Several additional CO2 measuring satellites are scheduled to be launched in coming years, which will provide better and better observing capabilities. Johannes Friedrich, a senior associate at the research organisation World Resources Institute, said that current measurements of emissions from fossil fuels were reasonably accurate. Measurements are based on reporting of human activities, like the operation of a specific coal-fired power plant, for example. Calculating the emissions from the coal that is burned is relatively simple and straightforward. We know pretty much where most emissions come from, and most countries record them, Mr. Friedrich said. Emissions from agriculture and deforestation present greater uncertainties. Estimates of greenhouse gases emitted by cattle, for example, are just estimates. And emissions from deforestation can vary based on the degree and extent of clearing. Satellite-based measurements could potentially work in the future, but those measurements will need to be made at very good resolution and with a very good coverage of the whole United States, for example, and that's still very difficult. Adapted from the New York Times, November 2021.